and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Did you survive Monday?
I did, barely, and it's probably the only reason is because I got a small nap.
See, I did too. And I ended up having to work out at 6:30 last night in my garage.
Did you stay up late because of that? Sometimes when I work out at late, like I can't settle down.
Well, because to motivate myself to work out, I had to drink a couple of cups of coffee and take some pre-workout.
Oh my gosh.
And then I had to bundle up in a jacket and a do-rag and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're more disciplined than me.
But I needed to, though.
Yeah.
I needed to be motivated. Sad news yesterday on the passing of Luke Perry at the age of 52. That was a wild story. We were actually at lunch, and my wife got the alert on her phone. And she's like, Luke Perry died.
I know.
And we had just, you know, been talking about 90210 the day that he went in. Massive stroke. Took his life at the age of 52. And the story is that he never fully recovered from it. And you read the tributes?
Some of them, yeah, with all the ones from 90210 and Riverdale.
Right. Just heartbreaking, right? And then for his family. I mean, 52. Was there ever a point when you thought, wow, 52 is not that old?
Now, I think that.
Because I thought, God, like, you know, we're not there yet.
I know.
52 used to seem really old to
me. I know it.
Now it doesn't seem nearly as old. Then there was a wrestler who passed away overnight as well. I woke up to the news, saw a tweet from Jerry Lawler that the wrestler King Kong Bundy has died. Do you know who he was?
Mm-mm.
He was in WrestleMania 2 against Hulk Hogan back in like 86.
Okay.
But yeah, he was a guy. And the reason King Kong Bundy became famous later on is because the Bundy family on Married with Children, it was named after him.
Okay.
So I'll show you pictures of him. He was a big old guy, bald headed. You know, don't think he looks like me. You know, kind of a sad day when you go through both of those and then the tributes that came in. And so many people, especially girls, about Luke Perry.
And what's also cool, it's kind of covering different generations because like my daughter and son like Riverdale.
Yeah.
And so they knew who it was too. So.
Well, I think it was Olivia Munn, maybe. And I just was looking at the hashtag, like the Luke Perry hashtag. And she was talking about how he was her first crush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so many girls would have those magazines with those guys, the heartthrob guys, Jason Priestley, Luke Perry, Ian Ziering. Just a wild time. A lot of people reflecting this morning on Luke Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It's cold. Just a heads up.
19 degrees.
Feels like 10 as you're getting going this morning. So there's a heads up on that.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
So back in the day, before the Rock was a WWE superstar, he wrestled in Memphis on Channel 5, right? And he basically... He tells a story, and the reason his production company is called $7 Entertainment or whatever is because at one point he only had $7. Okay?
It's a nice reminder, I
guess. So think about that. Think about how, you know, he's driving up and down the roads, Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, the places I traveled as well, and I was on the same career path, but he did okay.
Yes, he has done okay.
So, you know, he bought a stunt double a car at one point, like some $60,000 or $75,000 car, and it's a stunt double who was loyal to him. He's bought his mom a house and told her she could move wherever. And then I wondered, well, what about his dad? Like, what about Rocky Johnson?
Yeah.
Right? Because if mom gets the house, what about Rocky?
Right.
And the story is that he's just gone to his dad and told his dad, hey, man, for you, for being awesome, for being such a rock for our family, I want to buy you a house anywhere you want to live.
Oh, wow.
And like he's saying any price, anywhere.
Wow.
And then I'm thinking, I am such a failure as a child.
We've got hope for our children, though.
Oh, yeah. I hope Kai turns into The Rock or something.
Yeah.
Or the baseball player who just signed the $300 million deal.
Right.
Did you see that guy?
Or Bill Gates or somebody.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Because for me, like I was impressed the other day when I sent my mom a pizza.
Good job, Brandon.
I sent my mother a Supreme pizza and felt like a hero.
Right, yeah.
The Rock is buying his parents homes.
Anywhere they want.
Don't you
price.
Feel like a little bit like a chump?
Yeah, a lot.
What's the nicest thing you've ever done for your mom?
I made her a scrapbook one time. It was when she turned 60, and it was like the 60 things that make you a remarkable woman or something like that.
Ooh, nice.
So that took a lot of work, and I was proud of that, but it didn't really cost a lot.
But maybe the thought there was kind of what counts. Did you have 60 things?
Yeah, of course.
See, my wife did something like when I turned 40, 40 Reasons I Love You. And then last year at 41, she made me a little book of things that she likes. Which was kind of funny.
Have you memorized the book yet?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
She gave it, and there was some funny stuff, and like she wrote some funny stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to tuck this away in a drawer because nobody can read this stuff. But again, just when I think I'm awesome for sending my mother a pizza, The Rock buys his dad a house. I've met Rocky Johnson. I met The Rock.
Wow.
I met The Rock in the Mid-South Coliseum backstage. We paid him $1,000 to wrestle Brian Christopher in 1998.
Man.
1,000. Do you realize that's probably what he spends on breakfast?
Right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So the entertainment world and basically the entire world stopped for a moment and paid tribute to Luke Perry. He played Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210. That was probably the role that, you know, people our age know him for. He was also Archie's dad on Riverdale, so a lot of younger people are familiar with his work as well. But the tributes, man, when you see the people he worked with on Beverly Hills 90210 and you read what they say about him, it just seems like he was a really good person. Mm-hmm. There were people who were like, hey, he lived next door to my grandparents, and he would go over to their house and change their light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And he lived in Nashville around the time that it flooded. He was down there handing out water to people who needed water. Like, just a good person all around. And they say that, you know, his career is going to be known for Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. His final movie is a Quentin Tarantino movie that is still going to come out. It looks like it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But the story of his career, he auditioned for 256 different roles before he landed a TV commercial.
Wow.
He never gave up. He moved from Ohio to Los Angeles to make ends meet. He worked in a doorknob factory. He worked for an asphalt company at one point, but then became Dylan on 90210, and fortunes changed. So the world is mourning the loss of a very popular actor, Luke Perry.
Gotcha gossip on Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. So they have decided to stay together, even though they got into this huge fight, and there were allegations that he cheated on her and all this kind of stuff. Well, he canceled a concert, spent some time with her, and now Kylie is denying that anything has happened. So there's that. But in other Kardashian-Jenner gossip, Kylie's sister, Kourtney Kardashian, is rumored to be dating, get this, Travis Barker. That's the drummer from Blink 182. You remember
him? That blows
him?
My mind. Completely blows my mind.
Yeah, the guy that's all tattooed up.
Yeah, from Blink 182. They did this song right here. Wasn't he the guy who was in the plane deal where he caught fire or something?
I don't know.
Like, I think there was a plane crash and part of his body was burned. And
yeah.
He had a reality show on MTV at one point, too.
Yeah, and his wife's name was Shauna or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway, Kourtney and Travis have yet to comment, but we'll see how that unfolds coming up.
All right, gotcha gossip on Ariana Grande. It looks like she might be headed to Starbucks. Like, not to go get a latte or anything like that, but they might be releasing an Ariana Grande related drink at Starbucks.
I wonder if it'll be size grande. And that's the only size it'll be.
That's good.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll find out more about that. If you go back through the Starbucks Instagram account, they were posting photos of clouds and all this stuff that would subtly make you think Ariana, and then Ariana responded to that. So Thank You Next was one of the things mentioned from the Starbucks campaign.
And all that I say, thank you.
I mean, I know they do, like, you know, special, like, peppermint mochas and things like that. But have they ever named a drink or had a drink based on a celebrity?
Watch it become a new thing.
That's a big deal. And Ariana Grande is pretty much the hottest pop star going today. So, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. Congratulations goes out to Danielle Collins, the winner of the Ultimate Garth Getaway.
She's going to have an awesome weekend.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to St. Louis. She's flying up there on Air Choice One. She has two nights at the St. Louis Union Station Hotel. And we don't get to go.
I know.
But congratulations to Danielle from Hoxie, who gets to go, the winner of the ultimate Garth Brooks getaway.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a teenager in Wisconsin is facing charges after he repeatedly spiked his stepfather's energy drink with cow tranquilizers.
Oh my gosh.
So the kid's name is Tyler. He's 17 and his stepdad is a dairy farmer. So that's why they had tranquilizers laying around. Mm. Well, early last year, Tyler started squirting the liquid tranquilizer in his stepdad's energy drink. So the first time he did it, his stepdad started stumbling around, slurring his speech, and even had trouble breathing. So it was so scary, they actually had to go to the hospital. But the doctors told him, hey, it's probably from stress, lack of sleep, and from having too many energy drinks. Wow. So his symptoms came back a few months later, and they found two used syringes in the corner of a barn and realized that Tyler had been poisoning him.
That is awful.
Tyler says that he thought it was, quote, funny, and he was never trying to hurt his stepdad, but he's facing two felonies and he'll be in court later this month. But guys, speaking of cows, what do you get if you cross an angry sheep with an upset cow?
Ooh, I have no idea. What do you get?
An animal that's in a bad mood. Bad mood. You don't like me right now. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Have you ever looked at somebody's back and thought, man, that's a good looking back?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So I've seen a good looking back this morning and I wanted to brag on Halle Berry. Have you seen Halle Berry's back?
Well, Halle Berry is perfect. Seems like she's like a vampire. She just gets better with age.
But she has a new tattoo that's going down her spine that looks amazing. And I'm thinking this is a good idea.
Wait, for you or for your wife?
Oh, not for me. I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if I could convince my wife of this either. If you haven't seen it, I'll put it up on my Instagram story. And maybe Kelly, if you like it, we can get you one to match.
No, we're not throwing me into this.
I mean, it's a good looking back, right?
Oh, wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's going up on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of sweets, it's kind of crazy. There is a deal out that says if you want to lose weight and consume less calories with your meal, the key is to have dessert first.
Okay.
So start with dessert. They say that when people do that, they cut down on their calories because they know they've already kind of splurged with the calories on the dessert. So they will eat less of the food after that because they begin to feel a little bit guilty about it.
It's so hard for me to do that, though, because I like to have the sweet last.
Me
too. To savor it.
Right.
Right?
Because who wants to eat like a chocolate chip cookie or a brownie and follow that with like, I don't know, a salad?
Spaghetti.
Ugh.
After your dessert. It's weird, right?
Yeah. Because it's almost like we use dessert as a changing of the palate. Because when you think about it, like your taste palate.
You want to cleanse the palate.
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
Think about going the opposite way. Because like, I love spaghetti, but I wouldn't want to eat spaghetti after a chocolate chip cookie.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't think I could do it. My taste buds would be really, I don't know, confused.
I'm fine going the other way though. Give me spaghetti and then bring me a chocolate chip cookie and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy how that works out like that.
We should start it.
What if we started with the dessert and then just wanted more dessert?
Because that's probably what would happen.
We never get to the real meal. I'm always so tempted if I go through a drive-thru and they're like, because there's a place here that we go to that Kai likes the food and it's like, okay, we get the food. And then they say, and that's such a great way. Would you like to add a fresh baked cookie for 99 cents?
Right.
I'm like, you dang right I would.
Yeah. Good salespeople.
But one cookie, 99 cents.
It's a good one though.
I'm telling you. You know there's a place here that has the most amazing brownie and every once in a while I get the deal where I just want that brownie. Should I call them out for it?
Yeah.
For having a good brownie?
Yeah.
Because it's like a brownie but it has pieces of chocolate chips in it. So sometimes you're eating a piece that tastes like a brownie, but it's like a tender brownie. And then sometimes you get a bite of that morsel of a chocolate chip.
Can you go get one now?
I'm telling you, it's the best I've ever had. I'm not even a big brownie fan, but I'm craving it right now.
Well?
Can I say it?
I think so.
SFBC, can I just say that?
Oh, yes. You're right.
Have you tried it?
They have good brownies.
Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm. They have really good brownies.
Because they have little chips in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would never get to dinner if I ate that first, because that's almost a dinner by itself.
It's like you'd eat the whole cookie or the whole brown, like pan of brownies.
Yes.
And then you would have your one bite of soup. Well, I did it.
I think the way we're looking at this might not be the way research is showing that it works, but it works better for us, I do believe.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
In case you missed it, every time we pass Batesville Poultry Equipment, what do I do, Kelly? No, Kelly, we honk.
Well, you may honk. I actually call out the birds.
That's a pretty good bird. Do it one more time.
You just put me on the spot. Quit staring at me like that.
Oh, let me look down.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm looking down. Is the bird okay at the end?
No, it's not.
Give me a cow.
I'm not really good at cows.
Go ahead.
Moo. Quit putting me on the spot like this.
Do that dinosaur you do. That was the worst cow. That was the worst cow ever, by the way. Louder.
No, it takes too much out of me.
Dude. What is happening this morning? What other animals are you good at?
Basically, it's just the pterodactyls.
Do a chimpanzee.
No, I'm not doing that because you'll record it and you'll use it against me forever.
I will not. Go ahead.
You're a liar. You're recording now.
No, the computer broke.
You're a liar, and I will not do it.
Chimpanzee.
Nope, I am not doing a chimpanzee.
Gorilla.
On the air. No.
Dog. A dog barking.
No.
Do it. We're going to sit here.
Okay, then you do Bill Clinton.
No, you do Bill Clinton.
I can't.
Let's do birthdays coming up. If you have a birthday, Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's hidden talent, her secret skill, animal sounds. We could do, what about a cat? Give me a cat. It's a baby kitten.
Yeah, it's a kitten.
What does a giraffe say?
You know what? I don't know about a giraffe.
Does a giraffe have a sound?
Brandon, you're trying to transform me. You're trying to make me go through a metamorphosis.
I don't even know what that means.
You're trying to make me into David the Barrel Boy, like Kelly the Barrel Girl.
No, I'm
and
not.
Yes, that's what you're trying to do.
That is not true.
Because all the jokes are towards me, and you're making me look silly, just like we used to do to David.
No,
so
that's not true.
I refuse. I will not transform.
That is not true. It's not going to be up to me. It's up to you.
Well, if it's up to me, I will transform.
So stop blaming me for it. All right. Hey, Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It.
Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, March the 5th of 2018. Tuesday, March the 5th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. First of all, a couple of anniversaries. Happy anniversary goes out to Mike and Linda Box. They're celebrating an anniversary today, so happy anniversary. And Patrick and Kathy Borden of Manila, 28 years today.
Aw, happy anniversary.
Kathy's always been a friend of ours when we go to Manila, so shout out to her. She was there the first time we went to Manila schools.
Oh, yeah.
She was one who greeted us, got us parked, set us up on the inside. So happy anniversary to Patrick and Kathy Boyd. All right, celebrating a birthday today, we have Cole David Warner. Check this out. From Kennett, Missouri, born at 5:20 this morning.
Aww.
So the first birthday shout out on the radio is from us. Happy birthday, Cole David Warner. The parents are Kelly and China Warner.
Congratulations.
Also, happy birthday goes out to Macy Mae Schrabel, 9 years old today. Lawson Starnes of Jonesboro is 1 year old. So happy birthday, Lawson. Kelly Cunningham Farr has a birthday. Christy Kammerer of Jonesboro. Joshua Covey from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Don Moore is celebrating. We have Mary Elizabeth Manla of Jonesboro. Adam Farmer from Jonesboro
happy
celebrates
birthday.
Today. So happy birthday, Adam. Jason Weishman of Jonesboro. Everly Fulbright from Mount Pleasant is 6. Lisa Hutchins of Mark Tree has a birthday. And Shane Williams of Jonesboro is turning 17. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Madison Beer is 20. She's a pop star.
Yep. She's a new pop star.
Okay.
Like, she's had a couple of songs come out. I'm tracking her career.
Oh, okay.
On pop music, too.
Jake Lloyd is 30. That's Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars. Eva Mendez is 45. She was in the movie Hitch. Michael Irvin is 53. Hall of Famer wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Joel Osteen is 56 today. Penn Jillette is 64. He's 6'6". I actually got to meet him. He's really, really nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see. John Frusciante, and I'm really sorry if you're a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and I said that wrong, but he was a former guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. But take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. But take me to the place I love.
That makes me think of high school.
Yeah.
That song was big, and there was somebody in our class who would come in singing that song every day. And I was a little bit scared of the Red Hot Chili Peppers back then. What? I really was. I was scared of music and scared to go to concerts, too, because I thought mosh pits happened everywhere, and I would get
beat up. You would get trampled.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, Craig and Charlie Reed of The Proclaimers are 57 today.
What? The Proclaimers?
Yeah.
What song did they do?
That 500 Mile song. This one.
But I would walk 500 miles.
Oh my gosh.
And I would walk 500 more. Just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down.
This song makes me want to march.
Yes. Okay. That's enough of that one, Kelly. Thank you very much. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Everly Fulbright, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So CMA Fest is that big event that happens in Nashville, and it really takes over the entire city, and it looks like we would love it. It's going to be happening coming up in June, right? So you can make plans to go to CMA Fest now, early June. They're all over the city. Here's who's performing inside Nissan Stadium. Check out this lineup. Kelsea Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, Old Dominion, The Pistolanis, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban.
Oh my goodness.
Now there's a Riverfront stage, which features artists like Lauren Elena, Jimmy Allen, Lindsay L, Arkansas's Ashley McBride, Scotty McCreary, Michael Ray, Gavin DeGraw.
Wow.
Is scheduled to be there as well. He's a pop star, so that's interesting. And then they also have a stage called the Forever Country Stage. This features Little Texas, Lone Star, Shenandoah, Joe Diffie, Lori Morgan, Neil McCoy. CMA Fest, it looks like one of the most fun weekends you could ever spend in Nashville. It's coming up the first weekend of June.
Well, Dan and Shay crashed a wedding at Disney World in Florida over the weekend, and the couple was completely surprised and ended up it was set up by the bride's father, but they didn't know anything about it. Dan and Shay come walking in, and they start singing Speechless while the new couple basically has their first dance. Here's a small clip of what it sounds like.
Hold on just a second, actually. Morgan and John, huge congratulations to you guys, but we were actually in town. I wanted to sing this song for you in person, so...
Unbelievable.
You know that dad was so proud of himself.
Oh my gosh.
I know that I'll be
there. They're dancing.
The second that I see you.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
I know.
David's gonna have to do something like this for Rachel.
I know.
I'll sing.
Would
you
sing? Sure, sure. We'll do a duet. Islands in the stream.
Yes.
I'm speechless.
Man. man. They sound so
yeah,
good.
And it's an awesome feel-good video. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, Kane Brown is on stage in Bossier City. He's singing the song Heaven, and he invites out his wife. The crowd's going nuts, right? Here he goes.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good.
That video's up as well on the BBITM blog. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
And we have a special happy birthday going out to Melanie Cox from Augusta. She's in the eighth grade and she turns 14 today.
Happy birthday.
Go.
Yeah.
Go, quit dancing.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
He's dancing for your birthday,
like
Melanie.
It's your birthday. We gonna sip a card like it's your birthday.
How about that one?
Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You ever have anxiety in the grocery store?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like if it's busy, it gives you anxiety.
Yeah, there's a ton of people in there.
So I was in the store on Sunday, and again, I don't know what happens and why. All of a sudden, we need something on Sunday. It's like we run out of toilet paper, or paper towels, or something. Mm-hmm. So there I am in the store on Sunday, and I'm in line, and there's a gentleman behind me who has one item, right? And I said, hey, man, you can go in front of me.
You have like a ton?
Well, I had enough, like 60 bucks worth, you know, so it's plenty of stuff. And he's like, no, man, I'm good. I'm like, no, go ahead. And I give him a couple seconds and then he tells me again, you know, he doesn't need it. And I'm like, hey, man, go ahead and go first. He said, I'm just wasting time in here. He said, I would go through the self-checkout line, but it kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're going to, you know, look at me like I don't know what I'm doing or the thing's not going to work. So we kind of laughed about that. I said, it always gives me anxiety. But there I was right before a meeting yesterday in the line. There's a self-checkout deal, and I just needed two things, an energy drink and a protein bar. Okay.
Wow.
Because I had to come back for a meeting, then I had another meeting. And so it was like real quick, I needed something. And you saw me leave. I was like, okay, yep. I got to go. Boom. Mm-hmm. Back here I come to work. And as I'm standing there, I realize a couple of things that make me really insecure. Number one, there is a store that when you are there in the self-checkout line, there is a camera on you and you can see yourself. Have you been to said store before?
Yes.
Have you looked up and realized you're looking at yourself? Like they're recording you to show that you can't cheat the system, right?
Yeah.
But then I look at myself and I'm like, is that what I look like? And then I start to look at myself a little longer. And then I start thinking that's weird.
That you're looking at yourself in the camera?
Stop. Well, because it's like it shows what they're seeing, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have you seen that?
Yeah,
it's not just the camera. You're watching yourself on TV.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So do you remember like when you were a kid and you'd walk into like Sears?
You'd wave and
the
whatever.
Video cameras were there and you were all impressed.
See, I still do that.
See, I don't because I don't want to see myself. But even the other day we shot a video in the studio. I said, is that what I look like? I don't want to see myself. Right.
Yes.
So I look at myself and I kind of look to make sure I look okay. I'm like, oh, that's what people are seeing as I'm walking through the store. And then because I only had a couple of things and I was only in line for a second, I feel the need to walk slowly out of the store.
To keep checking yourself?
No. To make them know, to allow them to know I'm not stealing.
They probably didn't think you were stealing.
But here's what I did. I was looking for the hot peanuts. Okay. And I went to every aisle looking for the two for a dollar hot peanuts. So it looked like I was going through just looking for stuff. And then I finally found my spot and I'm wearing my jacket and I feel like I'm bald and I'm like, oh, they think I'm a thug anyway.
Because most bald people normally steal.
I feel like older people think that.
He's got tattoos. His jacket's probably lined with snacks.
That's what I'm thinking. So then as I'm up there, I do it every single time. If I go through the self-checkout thing, no matter if I have 10 items, two items, whatever, I walk out of the store slowly. Because
your receipt showing, holding it up to the camera.
Yes.
Oh, Brandon.
I have it ready in case they want to come to me.
You make me tired.
Because I'm thinking, I mean, what if they think I'm stealing? Because in my mind, a stealer would run.
And someone that doesn't steal is going to, like, kind of have, like, a little bouncy walk?
Do-do-do-do, just walking around like that. So I take my time and I waltz out of the store. Like, hey, yeah.
And when you pass the door, even though you haven't stolen anything, you still feel good that you made it past security without getting stopped for stealing.
And sometimes if there's somebody up there, I show them my receipt.
Oh, my goodness.
Like I'm leaving Sam's. And they want to check it. You know when you're leaving Sam's and they look at your receipt?
They have the highlighter.
Right. And they're like, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
How do you know what I have in there?
They count.
They don't count.
They don't put stuff in bags.
They don't really count. They can't count that many items.
They're good counters.
What if I have 40 items?
Well.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying, I believe all of us as people should walk out of stores slowly after self-checkout. That way people do not think we're stealing.
You just keep doing that, okay?
Sometimes, here's what happens. Being a bald guy, it doesn't always have its perks. I mean, I can save money on shampoo, but I have to spend money on razors and shaving cream. And I can always tell when somebody isn't used to bald people. Because I'll turn onto an aisle where it's somebody who's probably elderly, and they look down immediately.
Because the bald scares them?
I think maybe it does.
Maybe we need to have some focus groups in town and talk about people that are bald are not stealers.
I think that would be good.
Focus groups.
That's a good idea. Somebody called Diana Davis. I want a story on this.
A focus group.
On the news. I want it on
the news. You're biting your fingernails.
Because it makes me think, have you noticed that?
No.
So people don't look down when you walk by.
I've never even thought about that.
It's because I'm bald. I'm telling you.
Maybe I can get one of those bald wigs and they're judging. Can go out and just see if it happens to me too.
If they're over the age of 65 and I turn the corner, more than likely they're looking down. And that's not right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I feel awesome because I've been hooked on a song that is now once again at the top of the charts, number one.
Really?
On the Billboard Hot 100.
Have you told me about this yet?
No, I haven't confessed to it yet. Because it didn't really start until like late last week. And my wife was out shopping and I was on YouTube and I started watching Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
From the Oscars, right? And they just nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started listening to other versions of that song. And now I can't stop listening to it.
And there's all these people doing covers of it.
Yeah. So, of course, the song we're talking about is Shallow. It's Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga from the movie A Star is Born. It is once again the number one song in the country. Actually, it never went number one. The highest it went was number five on the charts, right? But because of the Academy Awards, it went from song number 22 on the Hot 100 all the way up to number one, which is huge. I don't know why I love it so much. I haven't even seen the movie.
I haven't either.
So this is the recorded version. This is the one that's available on the soundtrack.
Tell me something, girl.
Right? And then they had their live performance at the Oscars, which was amazing. Let me see if I can do that with just her part. So we have that one. Then we have a version that Kelly Clarkson has done, which I was showing my wife. I'm like, this reminds me about how good Kelly Clarkson is.
Tell me something.
So then we had Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson from Country go out and redo the song. You can listen to it all day and it's
Tell
different.
Me something, girl.
And later today, Brandon Baxter and Kelly Perry are going to do their own version.
Are you happy in this
Let's do it.
No.
I'll get the lyrics and you and I will do that.
Brandon.
Will you do it with me?
Brandon.
Will you do that with me?
Okay.
I don't want you to try to make me be serious, though, because the last time I tried to sing with you, you got mad because I was off key.
I never got mad.
Yeah, you made me feel like I was an idiot.
I thought it was just really sweet.
And nope, no, you didn't. You thought I was dumb and you thought my timing was bad. And why don't you try it like this? It was like you were producing.
Whatever.
We stopped singing that time we did that because you made me self-conscious.
That is not.
I'm going to print the lyrics. I'm going to find the instrumental. And we will sing coming up.
It's not.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, what are you doing?
I'm warming up my vocal cords.
You don't do that by gargling coffee.
That's all I have.
And why can't, if you're going to make me do this, why can't we practice it one time?
Because it was your idea.
It was a joke.
It was a joke, but it was a good one. Congratulations.
At least let me hear the music before we do it.
Just think, this is how it's going to go. Tell me something, girl.
I need to hear the right key.
You can't laugh. I need you to be serious.
What?
Do you think Bradley Cooper is a good singer?
Yeah.
Or it works because he's in the part.
It works because he's in the part, yeah.
Right. So you need to pretend like I'm Bradley Cooper coming up. I'm going to give you...
That's weird.
That's mean. What you just did was mean. We're about to sing Shallow live on the radio.
Well, where's the
without
piano?
Without practicing. I have the piano ready.
Oh.
I have a pianist coming in.
A what?
They're going to play the piano for us.
Oh.
Coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we mentioned that the song Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper is back at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Yeah, and I joked around that you and I were going to do our own rendition of it.
Yeah.
And then now you say we're going to do it.
Yeah. But now, and I've been really honest about the fact that sometimes I have anxiety problems.
No, don't start that now. You've been talking about this for 17 breaks. We're going to do it right now.
But now I'm nervous.
Well, you brought it on yourself.
Let's do it tomorrow.
No, no. Everyone's waiting. We've been teasing it.
Nobody wants to hear me sing.
Everyone wants to hear us sing Shallow.
I don't know if it's a good idea. Do you think we should do it?
Sure.
All right. So should we give people a little bit of the song in case they don't know it? Most people know
maybe,
it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's kind of what it sounds like. Let's start here.
Tell me something, girl.
All right. So I need to be like that.
Yeah. And kind of a strained. Yeah.
And then you need to be like this.
Tell me something, boy.
Okay.
Okay. So give me your practice.
Tell me something, boy.
Tell me something.
See, keep doing that. Push it, yeah.
I don't know if I should push it like that. That sounds like the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, well, it's...
Oh, yeah, tell me something, boy.
Yeah, maybe you should do it that way.
This is an awful idea.
Okay,
maybe
we'll
the
start
dumbest.
The music.
No, I don't think we should.
But you should do it like the Macho Man for sure.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Brother.
Yes.
Tell me something, girl. Are we really about to do this?
Yeah.
You want me to really try?
Yeah. Yes, I want you to really
like
try.
Like if we were really like if they cast us in the Foundation of Arts version of Shallow as a lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying out.
Somebody call Christy Pulliam right now. I'm auditioning live on the radio.
Okay.
This has never happened before. Are they doing A Star Is Born?
I don't think so.
Oh. Maybe they'll.
But in case they do,
I'm auditioning.
We'll be ready. Yeah.
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 Would I have to have hair for that?
They've got wigs.
I should have played Daddy Warbucks, right?
Yes. That'd have been the easiest role.
All right, here we
go. Listen,
you're talking now.
Okay, sorry.
Let me start the
piano.
This
is your big start.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's me, right? I have the lyrics. Off mic a little bit. I'm nervous. Why am I nervous?
Don't start at the wrong point. Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Tell me something, girl. Stop laughing. Are you happy in this modern world? Stop laughing. Or do you need more?
It sounds like you're reading.
Is there something else you're searching for? Falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times,
there's no way I can do this. Too long.
Tell me something, boy.
I knew you'd try too hard.
Aren't you trying to feel that void? Do you need more?
if I do better at this.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling.
Your kids are so embarrassed.
It's a good thing they're in school right now. Longing for change. And in the bad times, I feel myself. Yeah, I can't do that. This is when they're really good. You have been practicing. Wow.
I love this song. Crash through the surface.
Keep going. You're doing really great.
Where they can hurt us, we'll
fall from the shallow now.
Oh, this is where they go.
In the shallow.
Okay, I'm done.
You're welcome, everyone.
There you go. If you think we should be cast as the lead for A Star Is Born in a local production,
please call the FOA.
Please.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So both of us are on social media, Instagram, on Twitter, as well on Snapchat. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio. And the reason I mention this is because I have started receiving all kinds of messages, people asking us to sing more often.
Really? That's surprising to me.
So here's more lyrics.
Okay.
We're about to do Islands in the Stream next.
Wow.
I thought we would do that.
We're getting requests.
Today. Don't you think? We can do this one.
Tender love is blind.
Don't you think we should sing some more today?
Yes. I mean, if we're getting people like requesting us, that's huge.
Dear Brandon, I would love to hear you sing Islands in the Stream. Love your friend. So we will
wow.
sing.
Yeah, okay.
Should we sing again?
Sure.
Or should we make people wait? Build the anticipation.
I don't know, Brandon.
Can they wait a full week?
Like till next Tuesday?
I don't know. What do you think?
It just depends.
It's our Tuesday morning duet. We duet every Tuesday morning.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I just got a tweet that I just now saw.
What does it say?
It's from Brandy Garner.
Uh-oh.
And she said, "This is great. Y'all have me laughing so hard. Hashtag shallow. If the FOA doesn't cast Brandon and Kelly in their, and they're not yet, probably not even in the works, rendition of A Star Is Born, then I'm not going."
I love Brandy.
That's pretty funny. So we have one supporter out there who thinks our singing is awesome.
Thank you, Brandy.
Killing it. I'm going to sing again. It's going to be a Tuesday morning thing at 8:15.
And you're going to try to make it every morning.
Well, I think, you know, you can have too much of a good thing.
Yeah, so maybe we should spread it out a little bit.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. You're making me laugh.
Starbucks. Ariana Grande.
So Ariana Grande might be having a drink coming soon to Starbucks, and we got the teaser for this on the Starbucks social media. Ariana responded to it. Think about how big that would be if we had a pop star flavored drink.
That'd be awesome. Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. I think we should just go.
Should we do this later? As a matter of fact,
I can't breathe.
I do not think the idea
recover.
Of a pop star flavored drink is a good idea. That is not a good idea. And this is pointless. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we Gotcha Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Riley Green is a part of CMA Fest. That's going to be happening June the 6th through the 9th in Nashville. He's going to be on the Riverfront stage. Kelly and I have just been asked to perform at CMA Fest. Gaga and Bradley Cooper are busy.
Man, it's really gotten to be a big deal in the past few minutes.
Well, yeah. You know, Twitter is an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
And also, for those of you who missed our rendition of Shallow, because we sang it and we were awesome.
We killed it.
We're going to have that up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast today as well.
And you can get that anywhere you get your podcasts.
So get ready for it, man. It will not disappoint you.
Or will it?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we have a message from Krista Glover, and it's about her husband, who is also bald like you. And she says he goes through some of the things that you do. Listen to this. My husband goes through the bald problem, too. He's bald with a beard and covered in tattoos, and everyone thinks he's a criminal and would never guess he actually is a deputy warden in prison.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that if you're a bald person like me, and I don't have much of a choice,
yeah,
that every time I turn the corner in a grocery store, if somebody is over the age of 65 and female, they look like they're frightened.
Well, Krista said y'all would get along great and y'all could look like criminals together.
Oh, that's fantastic. When in actuality, we are not criminals. But I feel like it, man. I'm telling you. You can just tell in people's eyes,
yeah,
when they look at you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he looks like he would do bad.
He's going to steal something.
Because he's bald and
has
tattoos.
He has a tattoo.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we should make it a public service to where we tell people that just because you're bald doesn't mean you're bad.
Go ahead. Go ahead and do that public service right now.
Do you think I should?
Yeah.
How do I say it? How do you make a public service announcement?
Now, here's a public service announcement.
Oh, that's a good one.
I do like...
My fellow Americans, it is I, Brandon Baxter. And as I represent the bald men of America, I would like to say that we are not bad people. Just because I have no hair, just because my brain is so big it pushed all my hair out.
Oh.
Just because I might be follically challenged to some, mm-hmm, bald is beautiful. We are not dangerous people. If you see me or any of my bald brethren walking through a store, we are not stealing. We are not doing anything
bald
bad.
Bald brethren?
We might be looking for a protein bar. Or an energy drink.
Or a razor.
Or a razor. Or I might be getting chicken nuggets for my son. Just because I'm bald does not mean I am bad. Because in 2019, bald is good.
Bald is beautiful.
And it's good to be bald. Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on the podcast today, you will hear myself and Kelly with our rendition of Shallow. You know the song that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga thought they were the best at?
Right, right.
So we told you that Brandi Garner has responded, and basically she says on Twitter, it might be the best version yet. Hashtag support local musicians.
And then Sean Anderson says, Shallow, covered by Brandon and Kelly, could be the best version yet.
I'm telling you, if you missed it.
I know.
Y'all, I have a newfound confidence today. I have been insecure my entire life, but as of today, I think I am going into a career in music.
Yeah, you singing the simple Bradley Cooper part of Shallow has you completely turned around.
I might move.
Wow.
Where should I move?
I mean, maybe Nashville?
I'm moving to Nashville again.
Yeah, for your career.
Tell me something, boy. No, not boy.
Yeah, you got to say girl.
I'm the girl part. No, I say girl.
Yeah.
Tell me something, girl.
Yeah. I think it sounded better the other time. But.
Well, because the music was behind.
Yeah.
If you missed it, it's going to be up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the biggest weekend in Nashville is known as CMA Fest, where basically country music goes in and takes over the entire city. And CMA Fest this year is happening June the 6th through the 9th, and it happens again all over the city. But we now know who's going to be performing inside Nissan Stadium. Check out the list. Kelsea Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, Old Dominion, The Pistolanis, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban.
Wow.
That's all inside the stadium. On the riverfront stage, people like Lauren Elena, Jimmy Allen is going to be there, Lindsay L., Arkansas's Ashley McBride, Scotty McCreary, Michael Ray. And there's also a Forever Country stage, which features Little Texas, Lone Star, Shenandoah, Joe Diffie, Lori Morgan, Neil McCoy.
Wow.
So, again, all the country stars in Nashville, June the 6th through the 9th. If you want to check out that full lineup, it's up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Dan and Shay crashed a wedding at Disney World in Florida over the weekend. So the couple was completely surprised. Basically, Dan and Shay come walking in and start singing Speechless. Basically, while they start dancing their first dance together, here's a small clip of what it sounds like.
Hold on just a second. Actually, Morgan and John, huge congratulations to you guys. But we were actually in town. I wanted to sing this song for you in person, so.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. People can't believe it. They're all feeling good, too.
And here's Dan and Shay in the middle of your wedding while you're dancing with your new spouse.
Right. So it's an awesome feel-good video. It's up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, you can check out Kane Brown performing in Bossier City. While he was there, he's singing the song Heaven, and he brings out his wife, which the crowd goes crazy for. Then they all start singing the song back to him with his wife on stage. What a cool moment.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
Wow.
Saying how it's gonna be so good.
She's hugging him now.
That's
cool. It's a pretty sweet moment. That's also up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the two-hour special, The Bachelor, The Women Tell All. If you've been following this season's Bachelor, it's going to be very good because there's going to be a lot of catfights tonight.
Yeah, this is one where everybody gets mad and angry and they talk trash about each other.
And last night was a huge, huge ordeal in the show, so all of that's going to be talked about. It's going to be really fun. The Voice, Part 4 of The Blind Auditions. Tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, Roswell, This Is Us is back on, The Rookie, and New Amsterdam.
Hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road. We're going to be there for the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.